Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This morning, William Campbell got the phone call every scientist dreams of. The one from Stockholm, where a kind voice on the other end of the line announces, "You've just won the Nobel Prize." Campbell, who lives in North Andover, Massachusetts, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his co-discovery of a class of drugs that treat debilitating diseases such as river blindness and elephantiasis. He solved the problem. I can't pronounce it. Both of which affect hundreds of millions of people in sub-Saharan Africa and Asia. And when we talked to William Campbell a little bit earlier, I started by reading to him some words from the Nobel Committee itself. The Nobel Committee wrote that the discoveries provided humankind with powerful new means to combat debilitating diseases that affect hundreds of millions of people annually, and that the consequences in terms of improved human health and reduced suffering are immeasurable. What's your reaction to how they described your work?
Well, I have not read that. That's the first time I've heard it. But, of course, that is very thrilling. And, yes, it's interesting because beyond that or within that, there is an important realization that not only are people saved from the risk of this terrible suffering, but also it's not only a personal tragedy or even a village community tragedy, but a regional tragedy because the people who are afflicted with that disease, those communities tend to leave the best agricultural land, which is near the rivers, and so they move to less fertile land. And now, already, this drug has made it possible for large numbers of people to come back to occupy the fertile land near the rivers. So there's a whole change in way of life and possibilities of life, as well as individual suffering.
Can you describe to me what drew you to this line of work many decades ago? I mean, specifically studying parasitic illnesses?
Well, even as a teenager, I know that I was fascinated to read about parasitic worms inside sheep and cattle, for example. And then when I went to college in Dublin, at Trinity College Dublin, I had a professor who crystallized that interest. He was a parasitologist, and he changed my life, and I have enjoyed it tremendously ever since.
And what about it, though, did you enjoy most particularly? Because the thing about Nobel Prize winners is they oftentimes toil in obscurity for decades before their work is recognized. And what made you continue to want to toil away?
I had research that was wonderfully exciting and productive. Not productive in sensational breakthroughs, but productive. So I never had any thoughts of doing anything else because it was so exciting to discover things. And it's always a subdued excitement because you know that the chances are it will all fall apart next week or tomorrow for some reason.
Dr. Campbell, if I may ask you, so your line of research was in drugs that combat parasites that cause terrible diseases such as river blindness and elephantiasis.
Yeah.
Terrible diseases that maim and disfigure
right.
Hundreds of millions of people. When you first came up with drugs that were proving effective against these parasites, and I presume did you travel to Africa and Asia where the drug was being administered, and did you see the difference that it was making in people's lives?
Yes, absolutely. I did, yes, go to remote villages in West Africa where the drug was being given on the early community-based trials. And it was just an incredible experience to see this drug that we had worked with as just a drop of nothing, so to speak, in the lab, actually being given to people, and to meet people, especially the children, who were at high risk of becoming blind later in life, and knowing that if they took this drug once a year or so, that they would be freed from that risk, and they would not go blind, And these were children often from villages where many of the adults in the village were already blind, but the next generation would not be, and that has now been in operation. And the other thing that made this possible, or the thing that made it possible, was the decision to donate the drug, Merck and Company's decision, and that made this whole thing possible.
Yeah. Well, finally, Dr. Campbell, my last question is, I'm really in awe of the scope of impact that your research and your fellow laureates' research has had. I mean, as the Nobel Committee has said, hundreds of millions of people have benefited. Mm-hmm. And in a funny way, it sort of stands in opposition to a certain direction that a part of medicine is taking, where we're going to the world of precision medicine, mm-hmm. genetic medicine, and ever more narrowly defined treatments for small number of people, right. for smaller numbers of people, and down even to individuals, right? I mean, like that's supposed to be the promise of the future, that we will have drugs tailored for individual human beings. So I guess what is your message for young doctors and young researchers out there who might be listening to this about drugs that still could potentially change the lives of millions in Africa or Asia for diseases that may not have the attention-grabbing capability of others that we might talk about more frequently in the media?
Well, my message, if one could call it a message, is to think globally. We talk about a shrinking world and a small world, but we tend to think of our own world, and there's much to be said for thinking at a global level and also thinking in terms of much greater simplicity. So I think the thing is that while it's good to develop treatment for individuals, the much greater need is for international public health.
Well, Dr. William Campbell just won the Nobel Prize for Medicine for co-discovering the drug ivermectin, which is an anti-parasitic drug that has changed the lives of literally millions of people who suffer from diseases such as river blindness in Africa and Asia. Dr. Campbell, congratulations once again, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
There's more Radio Boston in a moment. Stick with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.